We continue and we conclude another incredible week of learning. Rabbeinu Yonah's Shari Tshuva, we pick it up on page 586. 586, we continue talking about others. We continue talking about testifying about others. The pasuk continues. The pasuk says, don't say just like someone did to me, I'll do to him. Even if someone revealed your avir to the world, do not take revenge. Do not bear a grudge to do to him what he did to you. This is a very important mussar, a moral lesson, and a fundamental idea when it comes to Yira, when it comes to Yira Hashem. Continues Rabbeinu Yonah, let's say the one who didn't have Yira is not a Yira Elikim. He does not fear Hashem. And he casts off of the yoke of heaven. And he's not bothered, and he does Aveiras all the time. Something that everyone knows is an Aveira. Not something that people aren't sure. Everyone knows this is an Aveira. And yet, he does it constantly. Then, and only then, are you allowed to shame him and talk of his disgrace. Kach Amar Rabbi Seinu teaches Gemara B'Metzia, Laisane Isha Samisai, quoting the Pasuk of Vayikra, each should not distress Amisai, his friend. What does this refer to? Who's Amisai? Someone, the nation that is with you, then you cannot distress him. But if one does turn his heart towards the word of Hashem, then you're allowed to shame him. And to republicize that which he does, and then yes, to embarrass and scorn him. We should yes, publicize them because of the terrible desecration to God's name that they cause. Let's say he does sins, but it's happenstance. And usually he is aware of his transgression. Then you should not reveal his sin in Kasher B'Arnu, as we've explained. Another way of explaining the previous pasuk that we spoke about yesterday, says Rabbeinu Yonah, L'hayit alav, what does it mean? Do not reveal, do not be a witness of chinam against your friend. L'hayit alav, to testify about him, alavira shergam atoch lisa b'hem kamayu. Things that you have the same issue. Sorry about that. You have the same issue. Don't testify about your friend. Al kain, yikarei re'eu, therefore he's called your friend. And we see this from the pasuk that says, that which is done to me, I'll do to him. Yes, you have to publicize the aveirois. But if you yourself do such an aveira, someone that similar to you does something wrong, and you have similar aveirois, why is this also? Because certainly your kavana, your intention is not going to be appropriate. You're just going to be happy to rejoice over his downfall. Because how can a person not be ashamed? How can you not be ashamed to talk about that which he does wrong if you have the same issue? I apologize for the video issue going on right now. But with this, we conclude. V'nemar, says Rabbeinu Yonah, quoting a pasuk in Yeshaya, Bakalati estemei Yisrael el beis Yehu, the venge, the blood of Yisrael, the house of Yehu, hine, ki af al pi sha'asa Yehu mitzvah b'achrisa beis Achav, even though the Yehu, when he destroyed the house of Achav, was fulfilling a nevuah. Nasa v'inei, why? Because he had the same avera. If you testify about your friend in a singular manner, but again, Rabbi Yuna cautions that of course you can reveal that which he did to a Rebbe, to a friend, someone that can help him. If you know, if he's going to believe you, like to aid him, meaning if he can act upon that which you're telling him. Then the judges could listen to rebuke him, but of course not to shame him publicly. The importance again of watching our words and certainly not talking about someone else if we have a similar issue.